connecting would-be pilots with educational resources. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. We've got something for those of you who may have made New Year's resolutions to quit dreaming and start flying. As is true in many fields, resources are available within the aviation community to help newcomers get an education. But they're available from so many disparate sources that finding them all can be daunting. Today I'll bring you a conversation I had last fall with Judy Rice, Executive Director of Careers in Aviation, a nonprofit organization working to connect would-be pilots with scholarships and other opportunities. Opportunities that exist because the industry sees a pilot shortage coming.
We all know the numbers. You know, we know the retirement and air traffic control, and we know the pilot shortage issues, and certainly the user fee, the big topic of MBAA. As a pilot, you know, the workforce issues and the user fees are certainly top on my mind. And with my background, the workforce issue surfaces really high. But, you know, I have my Grumman, and I certainly want to continue flying, so the user fee is there also. My background comes from the classroom. I was learning disorders and behavior disorders, and I was in the classroom for almost 20 years.
Now, did you work mainly with younger children?
I was third, fourth, fifth grade.
Okay.
And they came to me when they were third grade, and I passed them on to someone else if they still had either learning or behavior disorders once they reached the sixth grade. It really was my thing. I really enjoyed it. And intended to do it for the remaining of my life. However, backtracking to when I was a little girl, I was born with wings. I always wanted to fly. I was told that good girls don't fly, be a good girl and be a mother and find a respectable career. Therefore, I did. I went into the classroom and I had one child and really enjoyed teaching, and motherhood, of course, was, you know, everything that I envisioned it to be.
And you didn't have the snappy comeback about Amelia Earhart?
No snappy comebacks. However, ever since I can remember, I really dreamt of flying. I was one of those quiet kids that sat in the corner looking at picture books, and they were always about flying. Amelia Earhart, wing walking, anything to do with flying. So I kept it in the back of my mind. Well, in the meantime, life takes over like it does for many people. I had an excellent career, a wonderful child, family life. However, when I was 30 years old, I had significant health issues. It really laid me up for quite a while. I had a lot of time to reflect on my life, and it certainly is something that anyone who has been through serious issues, really you sit back and you look at, you know. At the same time, my son was 10 years old, and he asked me why I never flew. Mm-hmm. I always told my son, follow your dreams. Don't follow your dreams. You work towards your dreams. I didn't have an answer for him. Mm-hmm. So during my reflection, I really realized that this is something I really needed to do. Changed my life. In the meantime, while I was reflecting on trying to find an answer for my son, and realizing that I really need to do this and that girls really could fly, I looked at the issue of how can I grow young people to really work towards their dream and not put it on the side like I did. Not that I wasted my life for, you know, 30-plus years, but I didn't want a young person to realize that at 30 years old they really could do what they really wanted to do to begin with. I did research on who, as a teacher, who had the best stuff for me to go back to the classroom when I was healthy enough to teach these kids. And to be honest, there was very little out there. Mm-hmm. Cessna, at that time, had a wonderful air package, and I used it. While I was laid up, I wrote a whole bunch of letters to all the ABC groups and saying, you know, this is outrageous. We really need something for us teachers in the classroom. Knocking on my door before I was even healthy was 4-H. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay. You know, so-called put your money where your mouth is to come work for us on a three-year project. We really don't have anything for aerospace. We're mostly cows and chickens. We dabble in rockets. Would you do an aerospace curriculum for us? And I had to say yes. Yeah. So I made the tough decision to leave the classroom and go work for 4-H for 3 years. I really decided that I wanted something very unique and attention-getting in 4-H. So I took on the job of raising money for the project and not just being director for the project, to present a very unique, very different project for 4-H, and that was a four-collar curriculum. To that point, they had not. And it also kept the life skills for 4-H, but also was heavy in content. Mm-hmm. And I broke it up into grade levels, actually age level, because 4-H doesn't work in grade levels. It is still the best-selling curriculum within 4-H. And in the meantime, 4-H has tailored a lot of their curriculum. So I'm very proud to say a very successful project that really so-called rocketed me into this career. And at that time, one of my major funders for the project was Pitsco Incorporated in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And Harvey Dean asked me to come work for him. And he's actually the major supplier to school systems. And I worked with Harvey and his incredible team in Kansas for several years on curriculum for teachers and how to incorporate his supplies into the classroom. And what that did is it took me to every state. In 2 years, it ran on to about 3 years, teaching teachers about mm-hmm. how to use products in the classroom, every state except Hawaii I've been to. So it provided an incredible networking opportunity.
Now, was this educational materials to do with aerospace?
Totally aerospace. Water rocket launchers, remote control airplanes, you know, totally. It was a building factor to where I am in life. So where I'm getting at right now is that I was building on what I really was intended to do in life, and that is what I'm doing now.
Well, and that background in the classroom was, in its own way, helping you reach your dream.
It was. To write curriculum for 4-H, I really understand the learner. I really understand the learner brain because that is my background, learning disabilities. So I really understood how to write for the student that is perhaps not the best learner. And perhaps is, and also talk to the parents because, you know, those teachers out there that understand IEPs and everything that goes mm-hmm. along with that in the classroom, you know, we really need to work very closely with parents.
You had some contact with EAA along the way.
That's correct. EAA was wonderful experience. All the experiences are wonderful, but it is really one of the highlights, and it just makes me smile when I think of my time with EAA. After working with Pitsco and doing the travel around, I knew that I reached the point where I needed to grow some more, and EAA had a position and quite a wonderful offer to come like a kid in the candy store, you know, create wonderful experiences for kids. And I came on board with EAA and worked for them for quite a few years. And Kid Venture is one project that that came from my brain and at my present to EAA. And Kid Venture, for those of you that have not experienced it, please take your children and your students to Air Venture and experience Kid Venture. It was a project that with almost 300 volunteers totally dedicated to the mission of reaching kids and parents and teachers during the air show. What can we do? It began as a huge, huge tent, and I promised to be appropriate, so I'll just say the big A tent during Air Venture. And anything that a child wants to experience that goes from the earth on up, they experience during Kid Venture, and they don't have to pay anything. And that is a wonderful experience that continues, and it continues through the support of EAA volunteers making it work.
My guest is Judy Rice, Executive Director of Careers in Aviation. We'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plagg, talking today with Judy Rice of Careers in Aviation. You can find out more at careersinaviation.org. Judy, there are lots of careers available in aviation. Which ones are the focus of your organization?
Excellent question, Paul. Careers in Aviation really began as all our other fine organizations began, such as AOPA, EAA, Civil Air Patrol, you know, with volunteers. And Careers in Aviation's concept began in 2000 with some very dedicated individuals, Sean Raker from Flight Training Services, Jamel Larkins, which anyone in aviation knows who Jamel is. So a lot of good dedicated individuals that are very successful and for the most part had a very difficult time getting to where they are. So they really struggled. Sean Raker, for example, retired Delta pilot. He had financial struggles, as you know, all of us going through college had, and it wasn't easy. The board of directors of Careers in Aviation wanted to give back, and in 2000 they had this concept to begin Careers in Aviation, fly around to different air shows and sort of be Johnny Appleseeds and spread the good word by flying around and touching as many kids as they can. As volunteers, you know, time is limited and real life takes over. Last fall, they really realized that they need, they being the board of directors, they really want to make careers real and really making a difference. They approached me, and I totally just wrapped my arms around the whole concept and began with Careers in Aviation in January. Now, carrying forth the concept and the mission for Careers in Aviation, it really is the best way I could describe it without going into the formal mission statement, which is on the website and the goals and objectives, would be that Careers in Aviation is a dot connector. And when I say that, I mean that we have three dots that are disconnected in our industry. The first dot is association organizations that have funds that really are struggling to find the right student that requires these funds. The second dot is the student that absolutely does not understand the concept of applying for these funds. And you would think that this is really a no-brainer, but a good percentage of students out there and parents really don't understand how to apply. The website has a step-by-step under the financial section on, okay, kid, you do this, it's not really brain surgery, you do that, and then this is what you do. The third dot is then connecting the student to either a Careers in Aviation scholarship or all the existing scholarships out there, and that is listed under the resource section, association organization. And you go into this section and you see all the immense amount of dollars out there just waiting for the kids, and these are all of you out there. You know, these are the EAAs and the AOPAs, the ICAS, I mean all those funds that are out there. And then to get back to your original question, what careers, what scholarship opportunities does Careers in Aviation, all these other association organizations offer? Doing research, the five areas that our industry most need in the workforce. The obvious are our pilot shortage, our air traffic control issues, our aviation maintenance issues, and under that is avionics and electronics, most certainly. A couple hidden areas are the aerospace engineer. And when I say aerospace engineer, I mean all the way from the mechanical engineer to all the different types of engineers. Huge shortage in our engineers. Met with Cessna today, for example, and Cessna has a huge engineer issue. When I asked them what their workforce issue is, that is what they said. Then we have a very subtle hidden one. NASAO, for example. NASAO finds a huge business management issue. You know, so we need those business management experts out there. So we have five areas. However, these areas are relatively broad, but they really help our industry focus on what the need is.
Tell me how someone who wants to sponsor a scholarship can make a contact with Careers in Aviation in a way that will help them channel that money to a worthy destination.
Another excellent question, Paul. There are many ways to channel either the green, shall we call it, mm-hmm. or partnering. We look for long-term partnerships as our main focus. You know, what can we do together? Careers in Aviation is a benevolent nonprofit. To exist, certainly we need to pay our light bills, but our major mission and focus is making a difference with the student. So what do you need as a company, association, or organization to help you be successful on reaching that future workforce that you need? So all you need to do is go onto the website, send me an email, my phone number, all the contact information is on the website. Send a web inquiry. What do you need for us to work together to reach that student? If you have money and you want to find the right student, we are neutral. We are out there to really work and help everyone. Get on the website and send me an email, and let's make a difference.
That website would be www.careersinaviation.org. My guest has been Judy Rice, Executive Director of Careers in Aviation, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.